there is an issue which I've been giving some attention. You know, the number of persons with mental health challenges who are in prison. Some of them also have been sentenced to imprisonment for murder. Some are on charge of murder, some for the violent offenses. And the problem is, in one or two cases where they were sent, the court had ordered that they be sent to the mental health center. But in at least two cases that I'm aware of or that I can recall, the Attorney General had to go to court to seek a variation of the order to have the person incarcerated at Her Majesty's prisons because the mental health rehabilitation center didn't have the security apparatuses to deal with the violent turn of such inmates. And the prisons, and this has been so for quite a while, and we have to address it today, it would have a cost. Prison warders have gotten some elemental training, but prison warders are not fully trained to deal with mental health patients. And there is no specific wing for mental health patients. So all those matters, we have to have a thoroughgoing discussion on those things and to see what are the best practices elsewhere. Now. And we have an obligation. And where we are failing or fulfilling that obligation, we have to make necessary correctives.